Number one, what were the first two patterns Camilla had covering her body? A, rainbow stripes and American flag. B, rainbow stripes and checkerboard. C, polka dots and checkerboard. D, polka dots and rainbow stripes. Number two, which of the following is not a theme found in A Bad Case of Stripes? A, courage. B, jealousy. C, honesty. D, self-acceptance. Number three, what did Camilla worry about most? A, she worried about lima beans. B, she worried about getting sick. C, she worried about missing school. D, she worried about what other people thought of her. Number four, at the end, what did the author mean when he wrote, she never had even a touch of stripes again? A, Camilla never got sick again. B, Camilla never touched stripes again. C, Camilla never had trouble being her true self again. D, Camilla only had polka dots after that. Number five, how do Camilla's feelings at the beginning of the story help us understand her illness? A, she is worried about how she looks, but everyone loves changing colors. B, she loves colors, so she doesn't mind changing all the time. C, she is worried about her appearance and her illness helps her overcome her fear. D, she worried about her outfit, so she pretended to be sick to miss school. Number six, who is telling the story in A Bad Case of Stripes? A, Camilla Cream, first person. B, a narrator, third person. C, Mrs. Cream. D, the kind old woman. Number seven, what does the illustration of Camilla becoming her bedroom convey about the mood? A, Camilla's situation can't get any worse. B, Camilla and her family are not worried. C, Camilla and her family are sad. D, Camilla and her family are happy. Number eight, how does Camilla's character change from the beginning to the end of the story? A, at first she was excited about school, but now she is not. B, at first she liked the stripes, but now she does not. C, at first she worried about what others thought of her. Now she is able to be herself. D, at first she hated lima beans. Now she loves them. Number nine, what is the genre of this story? A, fiction. B, nonfiction. C, poem. D, drama.